If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Back in 1990, in August of that year, we started this new program on NBC5, first thing in the morning from 6 to 7 in the morning, and they told me, we're bringing in a co-anchor for you from Buffalo. Her name is Allison Rosati, and what happened? Whatever happened to Allison? Oh, man.
Good morning, Bob. Happy Monday.
Happy 35-year anniversary to you.
Thank you. I feel like we should have the rooster crowing and say, they're not going to close us up today.
Yeah, remember that?
Oh, my goodness. That was quite an intro you guys put together for that show. And who knew we were ahead of our time? Who knew?
You know, you watch the WGN-TV morning news now, and it's like Cirque du Soleil over there, and that was kind of what our show was like in one-hour form with no budget back in the day, wasn't it?
Well, I think that's what made it even better is the creativity involved, just because we had no funding for anything. And even the coffee mugs, do you remember that? We'd have coffee with someone, and you got businesses. I'm sorry, that's my dog, Remy. He just wants to get in on the conversation. But the businesses that would donate their mugs, because we didn't even have a mug with our show on it.
That's right. Yeah, we had Mark Giangreco's cardboard cutout with us on the set. People would
right.
think we'd have a sportscaster in the morning, and then we just ran his sports from the night before. I'll be honest with you, I didn't realize you were celebrating this milestone, but people started stopping me in the street and saying, hey, Mr. Lujak, I saw you on a promo on NBC5 doing a one-arm push-up on the anchor desk. So you guys are running all sorts of old clips, right?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know that, but I do know that they put together a really nice celebration of 35 years on the air. And it's funny, isn't it, when you realize, like, it's been 35 years already? Like, it goes by so quickly. And some of the stuff, it is nice to revisit those memories, because we had such a good time in the morning. And I know John Sisniewski, who was our guy who collected up the tapes and put them in the order, because back then we had to put tapes in the machine.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember he always said to me, kid, just enjoy this, because this will be like one of those, these don't come around very often. And it really was a treasured memory for me working with you and the team, because everybody was just so creative and invested in just making the show every day. And it was a lot of fun. And it obviously connected with an audience, because after 35 years, for people to still remember that show so fondly, it just makes my heart happy to hear that.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. Here's the question I have for you, Allison. After 35 years,
yes,
there, how do you keep it fresh? Because I know you do. How do you stay motivated and upbeat?
Oh, God bless you for asking that. I would say my faith. I do prayers and meditation every morning. I am so grateful. I practice gratitude. I always say that that's the way to happiness, is just to remember all the things every day that you have to be thankful for. And I do. I love what I do, but I love the city of Chicago, and I love our viewers, and I just want to do my best every day to serve them. And I'm just so grateful. I remember being that kid that walked in the door in 1990 and could not believe that I was going to get to do what I had dreamed of, and working in the best city in the world, and still is.
I think my record is 7 years at one job. What's it like to be in the same place for 35 years? Well, you've been doing that. I've been fired by many, many TV stations.
You are just that creative genius, Bob. You're just willing to take those risks.
Oh, that's me.
Chances.
Oh, yeah, sure it is.
You know where everything is. So we are moving to a whole new studio now, so I'm going to have to learn, a lot of new stuff. And I think that's the great part about this job, though. I know, it's hard sometimes. Change is always hard. And Warner would always remind me, the only thing permanent in life is change. So I remember walking into NBC and having to learn a computer system because the newsroom I worked in was still using manual typewriters with 8-sheet carbons, and that was a big adjustment. And since then, we've gone through, I don't know how many evolutions of new technology, and I am, trying to stay on top of it. But I guess that's a good thing, too, is to keep challenging your brain to learn new stuff.
Well, that'll be good when they change the studio around. It's like you have a new job, but you really don't. It's the best of both worlds, right?
There you go. a new job, but I don't have to change where I drive to every day. Because I think I would just end up there. Even if I did change jobs, I'd just end up there.
Would it be possible for you to send me a secret message on the 10 o'clock news tonight? Something,
sure. Would you like a Carol Burnett ear tug?
Yeah, that would be good.
Should I do that? Going into weather or?
Yeah, I don't want to. I don't want to cause trouble where Stefan turns to you and says, "What was that? What are you doing now?" You know what I mean?
He's just used to it, you know.
I don't want to cause
me just itching my ears or doing something crazy. I sometimes forget I'm on television, so, you know, that happens.
Well, those are the best moments. And it says here for a while you and I were reunited on the 10 o'clock news. Is that true?
We were.
I don't remember that.
Yes. I know. That was that was a moment, too. That it is funny, right? Like, I don't know if you've had this experience, and I know you've been in this business way longer than I haven't had so much more experience than I do. But do you ever go, people will send you a picture and you go, gosh, I don't even remember being there, but obviously I was because that's my face and I'm standing next to this person. Mm-hmm. But have you had that happen where you go like, was I at that event?
Once a week it happens to me. I remember years and years ago, I was over at BBM FM, and Walter Cronkite did the CBS Evening News from the CBS building. And so
How lucky were you to see that?
Well, he was down the hall, and they thought, well, this will be cute. We'll get the long-haired disc jockey and Walter together for a picture. And so we're standing there, and I'm talking to Walter, and I'm asking him about presidents he's interviewed over the years, and he can't remember all of them. And I'm thinking, how does that happen? You don't remember when you interview a president? And now I'm like that. I can't remember anything anymore.
Well, wasn't it George Carlin who said you have only so much room in your brain?
Yeah.
Eventually the files just to start to drop out of the back of your head. I think that does happen to everybody.
The memory almost full. Well, listen, Allison Rosati, it's great to talk to you again. I want to apologize for being obnoxious, or as they say, Bob-noxious at times working with you. And I'm happy.
Oh, never.
Happy to help you celebrate 35 great years at NBC5.
Well, God bless you, Bob, and I hope someday, who knows, maybe you can show me how to do a podcast or a radio cast or whatever. As I look into other things that might have to come my way as, you know, time goes on. Now, do you do this from your basement? Are you doing the show from your basement?
No, I'm not.
That was always your dream, I remember.
Now you can do that.
In my pajamas.
No, I rehearse. I do practice shows on the weekend in my basement, so I'm better here.
Okay.
That's what I do. Allison, you say hello to anybody who cares over there at NBC5.
Oh, they
for
all
me,
love
you.
You know that.
Yeah,
God bless you, Bob, and your beautiful family. And thanks for having me on. I had a great time.
Same to you, Allison. Be well.
We'll have the news.
Too. 2 minutes
we'll
away.
We'll celebrate your what? Your
my eighth time getting fired. What?
No. We'll celebrate your, what is it, how many years would it be that you've been on the air, Bob?
In dog years, it's only about 7 or 8, I think.
Okay, well, we'll definitely celebrate that.
Yeah,
it's always good to find reasons to celebrate.
Don't do the math. News is next in 2 from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.